everyone puts suicide, obviously a big preoccupation of somebody in your position. The latest statistics, what's your observation?
Well, the observation is that it's risen year on year for quite a number of years. Last year was the first drop that there has been in suicide happening. And we really do need to be tackling this issue and need to be looking at new ways of tackling it. So, for example, 70% of people who took their own life had never reported a mental health issue before, had never seen anybody about mental health issues. And therefore, you know, we need to be getting the messages out to people. And that would appear to me that those messages aren't being made clear enough at this point.
Mr. Poots, can you explain why is suicide disproportionately high in Northern Ireland? In other areas in the UK, the numbers are going down quite dramatically, but numbers continue to climb here in Northern Ireland.
Well, we found that from 2004, we've had a different means of reporting suicide and recording suicide, and we think that other parts of United Kingdom are not having the same practices in recording and therefore may be missing suicide. But we do have a particularly different problem here in Northern Ireland. For example, suicide in England would very much be amongst older people, older members of the population, whereas suicide in Northern Ireland is amongst younger members of the population. And to drill down to some of these issues, for example, if someone is involved in four serious adverse incidents before the age of five, they're 10 times more likely to have suicide ideation in their teenage years. And I do think that we need to address problems that are related to the troubles, problems that are related to early years in particular, and we need to change a lot of those things. Alcohol abuse is also a leading part to play in suicide, and that's another area that we need to be challenging.
Minister, Dr. Philip McGarry, who's a very respected psychiatrist here, he's been highlighting the linkage between suicide and the troubles per se. Why, against that backdrop, given the whole history of the troubles, why is mainstream unionism appearing to step away from actually addressing the whole issue of the past?
Well, I think that sometimes opening up problems can actually make them worse. Sometimes scratching at a sore often makes it worse. So we need to be very cognizant of how we deal with that, that we don't cause people more pain. What is very obvious to us is that we have people in working class communities, people in areas where there's considerably less funding available, and we're looking at three times the numbers of suicide taking place in those areas than there are in the least deprived areas. So those are issues that we need to challenge. Some of them are health issues, some of them are lifestyle issues, and some of them cross a whole range of departments. We greatly appreciate the fact that there are people out there in the voluntary sector who are giving us a huge amount of support, and we need to work very well with those organisations. There are people from sports background, from cultural backgrounds, who can have a greater impact on young people than, you know, politicians. And we need to make full use of those people in terms of getting the messages out that your life is of worth, your life is of value, and if you do feel suicidal, you need to talk to someone and get help with that.
I heard a contributor on Radio Ulster this morning saying that the problem about suicide is detection. Quite often a person who's going to take his or her life is very happy for the last two or three days of his or her life, and as a result of that, it's virtually impossible. How do you step up the whole campaign of detection within the community of potential suicide victims?
Well, as I indicated, around 70% of people who take their own life never actually have reported a mental health problem. To me, that's about getting messages out, because clearly people are not hearing the messages. And we need to make best use of people who are prepared to help us with those messages. There has been a notion for some time that actually talking about suicide can actually encourage people to engage in it. I know that Scotland have moved away from that, and they are actually being much more proactive in the messages that are going out. I would be sympathetic to the idea that we actually go out and take these issues on head on, to challenge these issues and not to shy away from getting the messages out there that help is available. Suicide is the worst option in all instances, and that people can actually have a better quality of life, that they can have self-worth, that they can have a value on their life. And it is the wrong thing to do for them, it's the wrong thing to do for their families, and that they should really be seeking help if they do feel suicidal.
Minister, thank you very much indeed.